meetings. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. European leaders talk face-to-face with Russia's leader 1 week after mass graves of what are believed to be civilians were discovered in the suburbs of Ukraine's capital, Kyiv.
The Austrian chancellor met this week with Russian President Vladimir Putin to confront him on the killing taking place. He described the talk as tough and unfriendly. Today, four other European leaders traveled to the Ukrainian capital by train in a show of solidarity amid the backdrop of these Russian atrocities. The presidents of Poland, Lithuania, Estonia, and Latvia meeting with President Volodymyr Zelensky in Kyiv as the Ukrainian leader pushes for more Western military support.
Fox's Trey Yingst in Kyiv, Ukraine's president, in his daily video address said he's sincerely thankful to the U.S. for the additional $800 million in military assistance President Biden announced earlier today. He called Crime Stoppers on himself. That's what New York City police are saying about Frank James, the suspect in yesterday's shooting in a subway station in the borough of Brooklyn. He was arrested this afternoon without incident.
We have one witness who says, what did you do? He goes, oops, and then he pops the two, brandishes the firearm, and fires 33 times.
NYPD Chief of Detectives James Essig. Police say 10 people were shot. Another 13 were hurt in the attack. Yesterday, they recovered a rental van and other weapons, including additional guns and a hatchet they say belonged to James. If convicted on federal terrorism charges, he could get life in prison. A lawyer for Texas Congressman Henry Cuellar says federal authorities have told him the Democrat is not the target of an investigation that led the FBI to search his home. Cuellar, who's in the midst of a re-election campaign, denied any wrongdoing in January after agents searched his house in Laredo as part of an investigation related to the former Soviet Republic of Azerbaijan. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott has followed through on his promise to send migrants caught at the U.S. southern border to Washington, D.C.
Just after 8 a.m., local here, a bus showed up. 23 migrants got off the bus. Now, I spoke to two different groups of the migrants who came off the bus. This was a private charter from Texas. One of the groups of migrants was from Nicaragua. The other was from Venezuela. The young men from Venezuela said they were so happy to be here. In fact, they waved at the bus when it departed. The Venezuelan men said they were going to get down to Miami somehow. They were going to go down to Florida.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson in Washington. Governor Abbott's office says another bus is on its way. He's protesting the CDC's decision to lift Title 42, which allowed migrants to be turned away at the border due to the pandemic. Services have been announced for an NFL player who was killed last weekend in Florida.
There will be multiple funeral services for recent NFL quarterback and former Ohio State star Dwayne Haskins, who died Saturday in South Florida, hit by a dump truck. Haskins, according to the Florida Highway Patrol, was attempting to cross the westbound lanes of Interstate 595 when there was oncoming traffic. Around 6:30 a.m. Eastern Time Saturday, near the Fort Lauderdale-Hollywood International Airport. 24 years old, Haskins was pronounced dead at the scene. He'd been in Florida, reportedly with teammates from the Pittsburgh Steelers. Funeral services for Dwayne Haskins will take place this weekend, Saturday in his native New Jersey in Rockaway Township, and Sunday at a school in Potomac, Maryland. Haskins was a first-round draft pick by the Washington Commanders in 2019, played two seasons there, and then was signed by Pittsburgh. Jared Max, Fox News.
Amazon says its free streaming service, IMDb TV, will now be called Amazon FreeV, and it says the streaming service will also expand its original programming in 2022. Amazon says the service has tripled its monthly active users in the past 2 years and is expected to launch in Germany later this year. I'm Lee Silasera. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.